The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
Hello.
Now listen, dear. Why did you phone me?
Whom?
Pardon, dear.
Who is it?
Now listen, dear. Why did you phone me?
I didn't ring you yet. I'll ring you later on.
So, what is it you want from me?
Your money.
Where are you, dear?
In Wigan.
What is it you want from me?
Your money. F*** off. Do you hear me? Right off.
I can't hear you, dear.
Something right off, he said at the very
end. The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
Right, once upon a time... I've got all the sound effects here as well when things happen and that, you know, something might happen. So, ooh, all that kind of stuff, right. Once upon a time, there was a lady called Peggy who lived next door to Albert on one side and Aggie on the other. One idle Tuesday night, Albert invited both Peggy and Aggie round to his place to share his spotted dick, which he'd just heated up in the microwave. Anyway, Albert was a chef in his day and would frequently rustle up a delicious dessert for the two girls and share it with his neighbours, Peggy and Aggie. Peggy was over the moon because spotted dick was her favourite. In fact, she hasn't had any dick for a while, so she decided to go round to Albert's. Claire.
Peggy got to Albert's and she was fully surprised when she saw the size of that spotted dick. She said to Albert, "Albie, that is the biggest spotted dick I have ever seen." And she couldn't... she couldn't wait to get her mouth into it, she said. Peter.
Where'd you go from there? Albert opened the tin of custard, took it over to Aggie and said, "Yeah, Ag, give Peggy a bit of that."
All right.
Peggy then threw her car keys into the circle. Julia.
Well, then there was a knock at the door and Aggie went to get it and it was another one of their neighbours, Johnny, who turned up to join in the custard party and he brought bikinis for Peggy and Aggie.
Right, let's take a call now. Take a call. Hello, Radio City, go ahead.
Hey, what's your name? This is Alice anyway, like, you know. And when you talk about my spotted bleeding dick, now there's nothing wrong with me, dick. I've got all the spots, and I'm all right now. Now, I said to Peggy, now look here, Peggy girl, if you want to go with me, dick, don't be bleeding all your mates down with you. And get the Guinness out the cupboard, for God's sake. Anyway, Peggy, what have you got to say about that?
Peggy said nothing. She stood there with her mouth open wide. Who knows what's going to happen on the CD soap tomorrow?
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
I was actually talking to one of the girls yesterday. I was here working quite late, till about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I was talking to one of the girls who works upstairs in our office. And I won't mention her name. Yes, it was her. And Simon's waving to me in the studio. Hi, Simon. Now he's talking to me in my headphones. Thank you. I know. So I was talking to one of the girls. And I don't know how we got onto it, but we got onto the subject of tongue.
What?
And but we were talking about tongue, right? And probably with the weekend on the way and everything else. But I mentioned about tongue, and she said, "Oh, shit, I couldn't eat tongue." You know, when you go to a certain shop, you can have like a tongue sandwich or whatever. Sounds rude, doesn't it? She said, "Oh, shit, I couldn't eat tongue." I said, "Why?" She said, "Because I know where it's been. I know where it's come from." She said, "I just couldn't eat tongue." I said, "What? Are you mad?" I said, "You eat eggs, don't you?"
Radio City Secret Celebs.
Radio City Secret Celebs.
With Andrew Collins, graduate.
I thought you were going to go somewhere else with that. Yeah. I'm so glad you did.
I thought I was going to go somewhere else with my tongue.
Is she?
Pardon?
Is your mum listening? Is that why you deferred away from being a little bit...
Well, you never know. Yeah, my mum will be listening. Good morning, Mum. How are you? I love you. This is sweet and innocent Kev here. Right, 8:26, time for Secret Celeb.
Radio City 96.7.
Four celebrities there.
Radio City 96.7.
Let's take a caller at random. Let's go to Chillwall. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, Kev.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Amanda.
Good.
Do you like tongue?
No.
Really?
Yes.
You ever tried it?
Yes.
Well, you don't. What is it you don't like about it?
Rough.
It's rough. It's rough, is it? Like a cat's tongue. Oh, God. No, well. Takes all sorts, doesn't it? What do you do, Amanda?
I'm a childminder.
You're a childminder.
I am, yeah.
Okay, this is Amanda Hesketh from Chilwell.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you got any plans for the weekend, Amanda?
I'm going to go out and do my garden a bit tonight.
A little bit of... Have you got green fingers?
Not really, no.
No, but you're gonna give it a bash anyway.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Stop it. Do you know what? It's childish or what? Says he was lying on my mum's couch last night upside down, drawing faces on my chin. Right, Amanda, you know the drill.
Radio City 96.7.
Four celebrities, are you ready to play with us?
I am, yeah.
Radio City Secret Salute.
Right, in the kitty this morning, £3,964.70 if you identify all four. One of them has already gone. If you identify another one, we'll give you £1,000. If you identify three in the right order, we'll give you £2,000 this morning.
Okay.
All right.
Radio
City
96.7.
They are the rules, and your home is not at risk if you do not keep up the payments.
Radio
City
96.7.
Are you married, Amanda?
I am, yeah.
What's your husband's name?
Reg.
Ray?
Yeah.
Where did you meet?
in a street in Anfield.
In a what?
Walking down the street in Anfield.
You're joking?
Oh. No.
How did that happen?
I just seen him and fell in love with him.
Really?
Aww,
let's lovely. Give it up for Amanda and Ray. That's great, isn't it? How long have you two been together?
Oh, God. Now you're asking.
A long time?
A long time.
Really? You don't sound that old, to be honest with you.
I'm 35.
35?
Yeah.
Yeah, not that old at all. Okay, Amanda.
Radio
City
96.7.
How old are you, Kevin?
25.
I thought so.
How old are you?
I don't know.
I wouldn't say she was old, but she's got an autographed copy of the Bible. When God said, let there be light, she's flicked the switch.
Has Rossi led you, though?
Yeah. When she was born, the Dead Sea was only sick. Right, let's move on.
Radio
City
96.7.
Four celebrities, Amanda Hesketh in Chilwell. Please tell me who you think they are.
Right, number one, Justin Timberlake. Number two, Avril Lavigne. Number three, Leanne Rimes. And number four, Roger Moore.
Roger Moore.
Yeah.
Radio
City
96.7.
He was my favourite Bond.
Yeah, mine too.
Mine too.
Yeah, I think me too as well.
He creeps me out.
I told you about the time I thought James Bond had moved in next door to me because I heard this girl shouting, Roger Moore. Roger Moore.
Radio
City
96.7.
Sorry.
Radio
City
96.7.
Sorry, boss. Every day, stop the smut.
Radio
City 96.7.
Right, there we go. Justin Timberlake, first one, you reckon?
Yeah.
Then Avril Lavigne?
Yeah.
Then Leanne Rimes?
Yeah.
Then Roger Moore?
Yeah.
Radio
City
96.7.
Gonna put those in the computer, Amanda.
Okay.
The best of luck. Look at you! Congratulations, Amanda.
Thank you very much.
You have identified two in the correct order, which means you have just won £1,000. What a great start to Friday.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you. You said Justin Timberlake, Avril Lavigne, Leanne Rimes and Roger Moore. Two of those are correct in the correct order. How are you going to spend your £1,000?
I don't know.
Well, I'm sure you will. Probably lots of shoes.
Yeah.
Amanda, thanks a lot for playing this morning. Have a nice day and we'll be in touch.
Thanks,
Amanda.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
So there we go. Two of them down, two to go. We'll put another £96.70 in the pot. That means next round it's worth £4,061.40.
Keep listening for another chance to play and win. Radio City's Secret Celebs. Radio City's Secret Celebs. With Andrew Collins graduates. Exceptional hairdressing at affordable prices. Radio City. City, 96.7. The KFC Breakfast Show with Rapid. Top brand kitchen appliances cost less at Rapid Renshaw Street. The KFC Breakfast Show podcast.
So we continue. There they were, custard everywhere, all over their faces, dripping all down the front of their blouses. Even Albert had it on the front of his shirt. Johnny had sodded off by this time, but the bikinis were still there, and Peggy and Aggie were arguing over who was going to have the big red one. Julia.
Well, as the fight started, Peggy and Aggie started to get in a bit of a punch-up then. So, I've forgotten his name. Albert, that was it, stepped in and started wrestling with the two women. Peter.
At this point, there was a knock at the door. It was Peggy's husband, Ernie. They both looked at each other, and as should they answer the door, they did in the end. Ernie come in with shock all over his face. He couldn't believe what was unfolding in front of his eyes. He says, "Peggy, how could you do this to me?" Aggie at this point had a glint in her eye.
Aggie had never met Ernie before and took quite a shine to him. Ernie came in blazing, and then he saw the red bikini and everything changed.
There was a phone call, and the caller said, "I don't know." And next thing, Aggie said, "Well, who the hell was that?" And that was the end of that.
Download and get CD. The KFC Podcast. And now, the Workplace Challenge.
All right, Workplace Challenge time. Our champion's Danny, back for day six today. Mr. Loverman, and playing against him, it's Claire. Hello, Claire.
Hiya.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
What do you do, Claire?
I'm a hairdresser.
You're a hairdresser?
Yeah.
Whereabouts are you a hairdresser?
In Northway in Magal. 106 hairdressing.
106 hairdressing,
yeah.
In Magal. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it busy at the moment? Is it? Is
yeah.
It?
Yeah, okay. We've got loads in.
All right, who's helping you at the moment?
Holly and I.
Okay, have you been on holiday this year?
Yeah, Corfu.
Yeah, was it nice?
It was all right.
Yeah, is that water okay for you?
Yeah.
Are you going out tonight?
I don't know, yeah.
Any plans for the weekend?
Maybe.
Yeah. Take sugar in your coffee?
Yeah. Now, how's your hair been?
Does
that feel nice?
Where did you last get it done?
I'm just giving a little head massage here, Claire. Is that all right for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Tune in to the KFC Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.